Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for Dakota.
Yes, this is him. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Okay, you were having a word with one of my teammates, and you have an F idea that you would like to share with us, to discuss with us, and so we can work on it and help you out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I recently have gotten quite a few members on my Facebook that I've created. The deal is I'm wanting to do the same thing that I'm doing there, but I'd like to create either like an app or something like that I would be able to maybe bring them over on.
Uh-huh.
And because I do like a buy sell trade on there. That way, you know, they're kind of getting tired of the rules and the things that are going on over there. So I'm trying to create something to where I could have members, you know, join, you know, and maybe charge like $5 or $10 or something like that to join for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And have them come over and then they can be able to sell their products and stuff on my site.
Okay.
Or app.
Okay. Well, you're looking for a marketplace web app where people can log in and sell their articles, and also on the same platform, you can always have a buyer profile where people can log in and purchase items on the same platform, right?
Right. Yeah, so they can sell they'd be able to sell their items, and but I kind of want to be able to make it to where, because, you know, on there they can kind of talk back and forth with each other as well, so that they can sell items back and forth to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I would want on there too, to where they can talk back and forth to each other to be able to sell items or have a conversation back and forth. So they would have to be able to conversate back and forth with each other as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, they can always have an option where they can have a word with each other. They can discuss about the product they are selling, okay? And the seller can guide them about the condition and everything,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, we have done similar type of applications in past, okay? We have developed these type of web apps in past, so I can guide you how this can work. I can show you something which will help you. But I would first want to know, like, do you already have some people who would like to use your platform? But that's the first thing.
Yeah, I've got about 20,000 people on the one that I've got now, so.
Okay, that's actually a very good start.
Yeah, I thought so.
it's
growing every day. We get about
yeah.
250. We get about 250 to 300 members per day. So, you know, and I've got moderators and admins and stuff on the one that I've got. There is a girl that basically manages my page for me at the moment, and I would want her to be able to have access to kind of manage and help with that on my side as well.
Well, we can do that. We can actually create an admin panel, and we can give access, a certain access to people. They cannot change passwords or anything like that of the admin.
Okay.
But they can always manage all the users, sales, and purchases, and what type of ads a person is posting over there, okay? Just to make sure that everything is realistic and nobody is getting scammed or getting fraudulent activity on your web page.
Right.
Okay.
So, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a lot of users on your Facebook group where people are doing this activity, but I would want to ask, like, okay, this is a great idea, brilliant idea. You have the manpower. You have someone who is already handling it. What about the funds? How are you going to be putting it up in your idea?
So I caught a little bit of what you were saying, but my phone's kind of going in and out, so...
I'll repeat.
What was that?
I can repeat what I just said, okay? I was actually praising you. I was telling you that you are on the right track. You have like 20,000 people in your Facebook group who are doing this activity of sales and purchases. You already have someone who is managing your page, and they can always go ahead and manage your application, okay? You will be the whole sole owner of this web app. Now, I was asking, like, have you decided, because whenever we go out and we put up an idea as an investor or entrepreneur and we want to start something, we always go ahead and have something back in our mind that this is something what we can invest on our idea. So is this something that so do you have a, like, a ballpark figure? Like how much you will be able to invest in this idea?
I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like I don't have no idea about this stuff, so I'm not sure exactly even – I couldn't give you a figure because I'm not even sure exactly what something like this would even cost to get started. And that's kind of the thing right now is it's a good idea, but you know, it's one of those things where it's like, well, can I afford it? You know, like how much does it cost to do something like this? Is it, you know?
So, like, okay, we
both. Like I would, as I get members, you know, as I get members, I know that there'd probably be a lot more things I'll have to change about the site, you know, or about the app or whatever, and I'll have to change things as it goes, I'm sure, because that's just how things is, you know. And as I get members, I'm sure I'll see what works and what doesn't and what I need to change. So I'm sure there'll have to be changes along the way. But if I can get a basic platform to where they can come and they can, you know, they can join and they can sell things, I can go from there and continue to kind of grow it and, you know. So, give my phone to her. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm with you actually.
I'm
getting down my calculations and looking at the features and functionality that would go along on your.
I didn't know if I watched you or not.
That's okay.
But, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I'm not sure what something like that would cost, you know. So that's kind of where I'm at is I'm trying to find out kind of what it would cost to do something like that. I know I've got a good idea, and I do have a good following, you know. And it's just growing daily. So, I mean, it's just getting bigger.
That's actually good news. Well, okay, so on your marketplace, this web app, people will post their stuff that they would like to sell, okay? And there will be an audience who would want to purchase the articles which other people have posted, okay? And all this online transaction will take place on the web app, right?
Right.
Okay. Right. And the transaction...
I know I would need, you know, I'd need certain things on there, and I'm not sure, I'm not good with stuff like that, so I'm not sure exactly what I would need to put or what, but, you know, we'd need, before they join, they would have to go through kind of a disclaimer, you know, that, you know, what they're selling wouldn't fall back on us, and we're not reliable for anything that somebody would buy that isn't, you know, they're buying it from the person, not from us. We're just providing the platform for them to sell on.
Yes, of course. For both buyers and sellers, there will be a policy, so they have to abide by that you are not responsible. If the buyer is responsible, they need to check everything, okay? This is just a platform where they can come and purchase whatever the stuff the sellers are selling, okay? So, of course, there will be a static page where all the policies and rules will be written, and everyone, either if he or she is a seller or a buyer, they need to follow those rules, okay? Because, of course, if nobody want to take the blame of someone else's actions. So
you always need to make sure
that the audience are following those rules. So if, right now, if there is only one girl who is managing your Facebook groups, you might need like a couple of more people, since you will be making money.
I've got five altogether.
Oh, you got five members.
Yeah, yes, I have five. I have five all together that you're on the page. Yes.
Perfect. Now, another thing that I would want to discuss over here. So, the person selling the item, will he be getting directly paid into his account, or the payment will go through your account?
No, they'll go through my account, and then I'll take care of paying them.
Sure. So once the items are delivered, only then the seller will get the payment, okay? And would you be keeping a cut from the total sales made, like one person, 2%?
Right. Yes, I'll be making a cut. The thing is we'll do everything through our LLC. We've already got an LLC created, so that we would do everything through our LLC.
Great. So already so registered a business as an LLC under your name? Perfect.
Yes.
Now we just need a web app created where you can run all your business. And it will be very easy. You can just post, once the application is live and deployed on the app stores, you can post the link in your group and you can ask all your users to log in for a smoother and safer platform where everything goes through the rules, and it's just not like Facebook where anyone can post anything and the buyers will be getting scammed. Right? So,
yep.
Of course, everyone needs a paper. Yeah?
Would I be able to post the app then to, like, say, because I still want to use Facebook as a platform just because that's where everybody's coming through at, and I would like to be able to do that? Okay, so if I could share that on there, then they could just click the link. It would send them to the – that'd be great.
Yes, you can always use Facebook. Even your Facebook page, the group that you're using, you can always integrate that in your application as a social link, okay? People can always visit your Facebook page and they can see the history since, by the way, since how long you are running this business?
It's been between 2 to 3 years.
2 to 3
years. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, 2 to 3 years. When we first started out, it was just a couple hundred people, not real big. The second year, I had a pretty decent growth. The pandemic happened after the pandemic. Well, yeah, I think we had it during the pandemic. Yeah, so it's been a little bit, because we had it during the pandemic. As soon as the pandemic happened, my site is based on selling homestead stuff, you know? So, I mean, there's like just anything from homesteading, you know, and it blew up. It just all at once, people, you know, they started wanting to be more self-efficient, and it blew up, and it went from just a couple hundred people to several thousand people, and then now today I'm over 20,000.
That's a great idea, actually, and that's a great move you made a couple of years back. Right after the COVID, I believe. That's where you got all those followers from.
Yes.
Great timing.
It was kind of a bad time, but it was a good time business-wise to do something. And I just done it at the right time. It was timing.
Okay. Except this group that you already are working on and working with, are you making any money through this Facebook group?
So I do security through this LLC as well. So I've made a little here and there through doing security jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I've already got everything established as far as like being able to, you know, get payments and stuff like that. I can do cards and stuff like that currently,
mm-hmm.
but I don't, like I said, I don't have anything, a website or anything like that at the moment.
No, but
so
you already have
I'm,
an LLC, so you can go ahead and create
yeah.
a Stripe account, so you can always do cards
Okay.
over there. And that's one thing that
Yeah.
we would recommend, go ahead and create a Stripe account. Since you already have an LLC, you have your W8-W9
Okay.
paperwork, okay? So you are
Okay.
abide by the law that you're responsible to pay a certain tax. But since you are
Right,
making
right.
money, then of course tax is no issue. So let me go ahead and see what I can do for you, Dakota, over here, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Just a moment, give me a moment.
Okay.
Here I am. Just a minute. Give me a moment.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
So if we have like 20,000 people that we need to move to a marketplace, okay, and in this marketplace, let me tell you, all the features that you have right now on Facebook, you will have those features, okay, and there are certain ways how you will be able to charge people. Anyone?
Okay.
Anyone, any big enterprise, if they would want to use your platform to advertise their product, okay? Any
okay.
brand, any big enterprise. So they can use your platform and you can charge a certain amount from them, okay? And whenever a sale or purchasing has taken place, you will get a fair cut, okay?
Okay.
Sellers, if they want to register themselves as a company to use your platform, they can always have that.
Okay. See, that's one thing too. So I kind of feel like if they're members, and this is, you know, you do this stuff, so this might be something, you know, you can give me some advice about, but. So my idea was, if members are selling their things on there, okay, and somebody already has a business and they're wanting to advertise their business, should I charge more for an advertising fee to advertise a business?
Yeah, you can always decide on how much you want to charge. You can offer them like fixed charges, maybe like $200 per month, or you can provide them like with like different tiers. Like your ad will be shown to, if you have like 20,000 people, just a number that we're talking about your users that you already have on Facebook. So if you have like 20,000 people, okay, so 5,000 will be able to see your ad, okay, for $200 or. If you would want 10,000 people to see your ad, you can pay $400. And same, like, you can increase 200 or 100.
Yeah,
that's on you. You can decide. If all 20,000 people want to see your advertisement, if you want all 20,000 people to have a look at your advertisement, you can pay me $1,000 per month, and you can bill them quarterly, okay? Like $3,000 upfront payment, and the ad will run for next 3 months on your application, and we'll make sure that 60,000 times the ad has been seen by the user. So ad will appear on different pages, on every page maybe, so more users are able to see. Okay, this is how all the marketplaces work online on
right,
apps
right.
and web apps. Okay.
Okay, because I thought for an overall view of just the members themselves to join, you know, I probably wouldn't charge a whole lot, because even if I was half of my members over there, you know, that's, you know, roughly $100,000 a year to start now.
Okay,
you know, so
there is another way.
You
will be charging people, okay? For example, over here, we are like 40 people working in this room, okay? Now, everyone of us have posted an advertisement on your platform. Now, I was the last one, but I want my ad to be shown on top. So I will make a subscription fee. I will pay you like $1 or $2 per day, okay? And my ad will be listed on top. Whenever a person will log on to your web app, the first ad they will see will be my ad, okay? And if someone wants to beat me to the second place, they have to pay like $4. So they will rank as first advertisement, and I will rank as a second advertisement. So
okay.
There's always an option like feature products or featured or best-selling products or bestsellers over there. You can always make a list of that, and over there you can charge people, and you can advertise them over there in those listings. Okay, so there are like more than one way. More than one way how you can charge your sellers, okay? And same thing with the buyers also, okay? If a buyer purchases a subscription, he will only be directed to the sellers who are like well-known or reputable companies, which you will always make sure that they have the sellers, you know those sellers, and they have a proper business established. For example, Samsung or Apple, okay? So they will be only shown advertisements of the brands which are known in the market by a lot of users, and they have a worldwide ranking.
Okay.
I will guide you. I will teach you this. This is not the first thing, first call thing, okay?
Okay,
there's a lot to learn for you when you're creating a web application now. Talking about there are so many features and functionality, and we will recycle, and I will explain you how the web app will work. Once I have the document and scope of work or our understanding document ready for you, okay, you need to give me around like 24 to 48 hours for that, and I will create a document for you, okay? In the document, I will explain you how everything is working and how you are able to connect to the users and everything like that. Now, coming to the point where I know all the features and functionalities that we need in this application. For all, if you are talking about 20,000 or even more users, per member, we don't do this thing, but just to make sure that we don't, the prices, we keep the prices limited. I will say that we might charge like $1 or $2 per user to develop this application. Now, this will be a one-time fee that you will be paying to us. And right now, if I'm thinking that I will be onboarding all 20,000 users of yours on the application, and then I think if the $2 is like 40,000, but that's too much, so I'll crack it down to $30,000. That's a one-time development, deployment, designing fee for this web app, where you will have an admin panel, a buyer cell, a purchaser cell, a guest login. Okay, there will be four interfaces. You will have shipping lined up, shipping tracking lined up, payment tracking lined up, payment portal will be over there, okay? The advertisement portal will be over there, best-selling portion will be over there, top-rated sellers portal will be over there, top-rated buyers portion will be over there. So all of this will be mentioned over there.
Okay. All right. So all this you can send me, I guess, in an email, so we can look over it.
Of course, I will. As I told you, you give me like 24 to 48 hours. I will put down everything in writing. Okay. I will draw from downloading the application and looking at the splash screen.
Okay.
To moving towards the purchasing of an item till sign out. And getting the item delivered to the user's doorstep, okay? I will mention everything in the document, every step in the document, and how you will be making the money from this application, okay? I will mention each and every step. now.
All right.
Don't worry about it. Everything will be documented before we move towards onboarding you with us on this beautiful journey of development and deployment of this web app. The 30,000 that I spoke about, we work on milestones, okay?
Okay.
So it's just not like that. You pay us the money, and then we vanish, and we come back to you after 4 and 5 months, and we tell you, okay, your web app is live, and now you will be using this application. No, we don't work like that. We work hand in hand with you, with your idea. When we will onboard you, we will go on to a discovery phase where we will discuss the fonts that we will use in this application, the color scheme that we will use in this application, the whole smoothness, the design, the look and feel of the application, okay? And
okay.
Once you are satisfied, and you will have unlimited revisions.
Okay.
So once you are satisfied, then we will go ahead and move towards the next phase, and that is development. So the first phase is discovery and design. We will do the discovery with you on every page, how every interface will look like. Then we will design it for you, and we will show you. You will have a clickable prototype. You can click on the options, and it will take you to the next page. It will be given to you on a software, designing software, either Figma or Adobe. Okay?
Okay.
Once you are 100% satisfied with the designs which we have shown you, then we will move to the next part, that is front-end development. We will do the front-end development. We will show you how the application looks like. Then we will go to the back-end development, and we will tell you how the application is working from sign-in to the logout, to the payment, to the delivery, all the trackings, all the advertisements that we have talking about right now, okay? And after that, that's the second milestone, okay? And then, we will move to the third milestone, that is testing and deployment and maintenance. So
okay.
We will test that we are not facing any glitches or security updates or anything from Apple or iOS, Google, okay, Android and iOS. Then
okay.
We will, once everything is good to go, we will deploy the application on the app stores.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
All right.
And once the application is live, we will provide you with a 3-month guarantee, warranty, maintenance, free of cost.
Okay. Okay. And so what, like as far as the billing goes for the customers, so my thing is, do we charge for, because I know like on Apple, you know, they'll charge for like an app. Do we charge it that way, or do we charge, or do we, you know, they could download the app and everything, and then
we will do it in-app purchases, not from directly from the Apple, because if we will do that, we have to pay something to the Apple too. To the App Store.
Oh, okay.
Too, okay. So we don't do that.
Okay. Okay.
We will have
all right.
In-app purchases. So once the application is downloaded, then the user is supposed to pay. Okay, that's where the money will
okay,
go
that's
directly
awesome.
To your account.
That works.
Okay.
That works. Okay.
So that's how you
yeah,
will be making more money. Less money goes to Apple or Google.
Right, right.
Okay, so our 3 milestones are billed like 40% as an initial fee. When we complete
okay.
the first phase, then we will invoice you for the second phase, that is 30%. Once the second installment is second milestone is achieved and completed and you're happy with it, then we will move to the third milestone. We will invoice you for that. That's
okay.
the remaining 30%. Okay. So to get like for us to get you onboarded on this application, the first phase, that will be 40%, that's $12,000.
Okay.
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 And we can get you onboarded and we can start working on it. And this project will take around 5 to 6 months to get completed. And so you can always arrange the funds if there is any short of it.
Okay. All righty. Just send everything over. I'll read over it. like I said, I've got other people involved in it, so I'll have to you know, kind of give the rundown to everybody, and maybe even send some of the information over to them so they can read it and see kind of where we can go from there.
Sure, and that sounds like a plan. But I would want to ask you, like, if the amount that I've quoted you is good enough, what do you think about it?
Well, I don't know.
This is your idea right now, so I would like to know what you think about it. I know $30,000 is an amount. Right? So if we are trying to work on it, because even the making a documentation is a long, hard process. So I would want to know since you are already doing it since 2-3 months, so I see that you are a serious candidate who would really want to move forward with it. And to be very honest, once the application, there are several applications in the market, and the idea is the same, and the idea, the only difference between you and them is they already have an application and they are now millionaires. You don't have an application. You are still using Facebook.
Right. Exactly. I know it's expensive to do this. I mean, I knew it whenever I was checking on it. You know, I know it's an expensive thing to do. On my end, you know, to get started, you know, I was kind of hoping that I'd be able to do it for, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, kind of get it up and off the ground, and, you know, at least start getting an idea of what it is going to be. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of one thing.
That's okay. Well, thank you for telling me this thing, because I will also sit with my team and I will know what you have right now, okay? Because right now, to get you off the ground, what we need is $12,000, okay? So let's try to find a middle ground, okay? I know what you were thinking. I know what I've quoted to you, but let's try to find a middle ground. Let me have a word with them and let's see what we can do for you, okay? If we can make something, if we can provide you some better installment options, I'll try to do that for you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I was trying to think. I guess.
Well, what do you do? One thing for me, if you are still on our website, please drop your Facebook group link over there so I can have a look. And then I can see. It will give me a better idea on what type of application we will be creating for you.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I can do that. I'm not currently at my computer. I'm getting ready to head back into work. But as soon as I get done, I will shoot you.
Well, that's okay. I'll send you an email with my company profile and NDA. Then you can also reply back to that.
Okay. That'll be great. And then, I'll look over everything too, and we'll figure out something. And if we can do it, we will. I mean, it is something that we're wanting to do. You know, it's just it takes money to make money, and sometimes it's hard to get money.
No, to be very honest, Dakota, you have a wonderful idea. The best thing is you already have an audience. People have ideas, they don't have an audience, okay? You already have an audience, so that will save a lot of money from marketing that you might have invested if you never had an audience. So that money is like you're not using that money.
And that's the thing is, I was telling my manager, you know, that the thing about it is that we're already doing this. We're already in business and we're already doing it. The issue that that is right now is we're not getting paid for that. That's the only thing.
Exactly.
I mean, we're already doing it, but we're not getting paid for it because we're using the platform of Facebook. So
you're using someone else's platform, so someone else is getting paid for it. Okay, so it's high time we learn from our.
Yeah, definitely, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the info and everything, and. you could shoot that over to me, and as soon as I get a chance here, I get off work and stuff, I'll try to shoot that over to you, and we can go from there.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, I may have lost it.